This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We've seen a lot of rain this week. We've seen a lot of wind, and that's just bound to get the fish kicked up and moving, I reckon. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. Leon, how's it going?
Excellent, thank you, Jordan. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks. And how are the fish looking this week?
Well, we've stirred them up. We've given them a drink. We've stirred them up, and I think they're just about ready to be poured into the glass. Wind patterns over the weekend will be under 20 kilometres per hour, so I reckon that's going to be just fantastic. We'll be able to get out, do a bit of beach fishing and a bit of inshore fishing in our boats. Going from the last couple of weekends that we've been working around at the Gulf, we're finding some beautiful size King George whiting, you know, some of them the 45 to 50 centimetre bracket, as we reported last week. But yellowfin whiting, we were thinking, Jordan, they were gone, but they're the last survivor, those fish. They're actually out around the Barra Beach area and all that sort of stuff. You can pick yourself up a quota and good-sized fish at the moment. So it's really unusual because at Port Broughton, when our yellowfin whiting season finishes, they're start. So they mostly catch their yellowfin whiting in the colder months, as we are now, or could call it somewhat colder. But so that's the great thing. The squid have been going absolutely ballistic. So wherever you're trying to find yourself, some King George or some yellowfin whiting, put over a squid bag, because you'll certainly catch a few of those fellas as well. So the bags are getting pretty close to, you know, bag of each whilst they're out there. And it's a bit of an interesting thing, like, you know, I don't know, can we give a business a plug or can we not?
I'll go for it.
Oh, you're a good man. When you come home from fishing, you might want to try some of the award-winning fat chips at Happy Bird. So I've just heard on a radio while I was driving around that they've been awarded the best chips in South Australia.
Well, is I mean, that's a title I've heard them brag, well, not them brag about, but other people talk about before, so.
Wow, how about that, though? Isn't it good to have us in a positive light?
Yeah, well, I mean, and chips of all places, chips of all things are something. I think, well, I mean, it's something everyone can enjoy, a potato chip, a well-cooked potato chip.
Oh, yeah, they go well with those fish that we have in the Spoon Gulf that are absolutely beautiful and tasty as well. So, yeah, so there we go. There's my little tip for the weekend. Grab yourself a feed out in the boat and some hot chips on the way home and maybe a beer.
Why not? Spoil yourself. It's a good weekend. End of May, why not?
That's it. Too right. Thank you, Jordan.
No worries. That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic Hits Breakfast. Keeping an eye on the waters this weekend. It's a bit windy out, but hey, that's not too bad for fishing. Joined by Kevin from Complete Angler Moonta and Wallaroo. Kevin, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad at all.
So what are we looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, okay. Well, after last week's windy weather, and it is starting to clear up a bit now, so it's a good thing. The fish are starting to improve. So starting off at Wallaroo, there's still some crabs off the jetty down there at the moment, along with a few tommies of an evening. And out in the boats, there is some whiting starting to move into the shallower corkweed grounds. Around Point Riley and Bird Island's a good place to have a look. And also late afternoon in the bay there. That's always good because we've got big afternoon tides at the moment, which is helping us out. Also, there's still some salmon coming from Point Riley, either land-based or in the boats down there. Now, down at Moona Bay and Port Hughes, jetties down there have got tommies of a night, along with a few big squid and some snook as well. Now, out in the boat, best catches of whiting will be around Cooper's Grounds, and there's a few squid in there as well with them. There's plenty of snook around the end of the cape there, just trolling some lures down there. Also, there's still some good yellowfin whiting coming from the beaches around Coopers on the real big afternoon tides down there as well. So it's always a chance that land-based guys want to feed a whiting and get down there and get a few of them too. So, yeah, and that's what we've got this week.
No worries. And I've been asked by one of my co-workers, actually, as salmon are looking pretty around the place at the moment, what are some tips to catch some salmon?
Okay, first thing, wherever you're going, just get some burley going, just smash up a few pilchards. That's always a good thing to start bringing them around. Yeah, and either just a pilchard unweighted or just a lure. It doesn't matter if it's metal, you can troll for them, you can cast for them. But yeah, just get some burley going. That's the main thing.
No worries. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
That was Kevin from Complete Angler Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic Hits Breakfast.